On the eve of Anzac Day, a community group is raising awareness about the federal government's military expenditure by giving white poppies outside a high school in South Brisbane. Just Peace Queensland says, while it's important to honour those who fought in wars, the government needs to focus more on social issues rather than spending $170 million a day in armed forces. 85-year-old Margit Brin Burns is an activist raising awareness, and the Wire's Eduardo Jordan started asking her what the white poppies represent.
This is our third time we're at Brisbane High School. I guess it's the most important public high school here in Brisbane. And we're handing out white poppies, and we do it particularly today, just ahead, of course, of Anzac Day. And the whole notion is to raise the spectre of peace. Our students hear lots about war, but very little about peace. And the idea of the white poppy is to raise that idea that peace is possible. Across this globe, there are lots and lots of people working for peace, but they don't get the attention that the war makers do. That's for sure.
So you're at the event and you're delivering these white poppies. Besides, with all the situation that it's happening, there's a lot of money spent in military expenditure. What are some other concerns that you have with this situation?
Well, I think the hope for the future. We hear of the growing suicide rate of our young people. And when I look at the television at night, I don't know if they watch the news like I do, but it doesn't fill you with hope. And yet there is hope. And that's our message to them, that there is hope. Peace is possible. Absolutely, peace is possible. And the other thing I would say too, and I would say this very loudly to the armament manufacturers, stop destroying our planet. Please stop destroying our planet. Leave us with hope for the young so that they can grow up and enjoy 85 years on this earth like I have been privileged to do. And yet, I was born with bombs dropping. I often share with people I have a little tiny claim to fame in that John Lennon and Paul McCartney and I all shared the same bombs as tiny babies.
You're delivering these puppies to raise awareness with young people. What have they told you about the white puppies and the information you're giving about peace in general?
Really, what we do is we never just hand out the poppies. The poppies always go on, are pinned to a card. So the minimal information that the young ones get is how we spend $170 million every single day on the military. Now, let me be fair there. All of that doesn't go to armaments, of course not, but a great deal does. And increasingly, we spend more and more on armaments, as indeed countries are asked to do across the board. You look at Japan, for years it's lived in peace, and now it's become part of the armament trade. I think it says it all.
And, it's the eve of Anzac Day, and you're delivering all this. What has the reaction been from members of the community when you explain all this?
Well, most of them are absolutely astonished at the amount we spend on peace. More than anything, that's the comment we get back. They have very little idea of what is spent on peace. You know, they'll know at the moment there's a lot of focus on the NDIS budget, but we don't hear a great deal. In fact, we hear very little about the military budget. It's a headline and that's all about we know about it. And when we first started doing the white poppies, somebody came up with the thought that, you know, it would not cost the earth to have a Department of Peace. We cut back on the things that might bring about peace, like the diplomatic corps, the money, overseas aid. All of those things would help with peace. People's needs are very basic, really. I think if the money went to those basic needs rather than to armaments, here in Australia, of course, but across the world, we could live in a peaceful world.
So if you had in front of you Prime Minister Anthony Albanese or the Minister for Defence, Richard Miles, what would you like to tell them to do to stop giving this expenditure?
More than anything, I would want to say to them, I would want to raise that spectre of growing suicide amongst our young people. It concerns me greatly. I would say, how does this increased spending on the military do anything for our young people? anything for the planet, which, you know, they will need this planet to sustain their lives. And we're destroying it. And companies and, you know, there's many companies, but, you know, they're making profit out of destroying this planet. Now, that might sound naive, but that's how I see it. And I think a lot of other people are increasingly seeing it like that. You watch the news at night, and the thought that goes through my head is the wanton waste of war.
That was member from Just Peace Queensland, Margie Bryn Burns, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.